This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Legal battles over the Detroit teacher sick-outs and the Flint water crisis are taking place in a setting that might be unfamiliar to many of us, the Court of Claims. Christopher Hastings is with us now. He's a professor at Cooley Law School at Western Michigan University. Welcome.
Good to be here, Cynthia.
So let's start right there at square one. What is the Court of Claims?
The Court of Claims is the only court in the Michigan state judicial system that has subject matter jurisdiction to hear claims against the state and its subdivisions. So if you sue the state of Michigan or you sue one of its departments, you're in the Court of Claims if you're in state court.
Christopher, do other states have something similar, or is this unique to Michigan?
Most states, if not all, and the federal government have courts of claims that are used to sue, and they have different amounts of subject matter jurisdiction. For instance, in the federal system, the Court of Claims is used uniquely for contract claims. Here in the state of Michigan, the Court of Claims is used for tort claims as well.
Now, I remember a strong level of controversy in 2013 when the Court of Claims was moved from Ingham County Circuit Court to the Court of Appeals. What was behind this move?
Oh, boy, that's a great question, and it depends on whom you ask. If you like the move, your answer to that question will be that the Court of Claims, being in Ingham County, failed to represent the entirety of the state of Michigan because all of the judges in the Court of Claims were members of the Ingham County Circuit Court. And the move allowed the judges to be drawn from a larger geographic circle. If you don't like the move, then what we had was a naked power grab that the Republican-controlled legislature didn't like the fact that judges from Ingham County, who tend to be more liberal, were deciding cases in a way that they didn't like, and they wanted to get those cases to a court which has become extremely conservative over the years, and that's the Court of Appeals. So the answer to folks who don't like it is that it was an effort to get more conservative and defendant-friendly judges to hear cases against the state.
In other terms, critics would feel that this was a pretty blatant move to make it harder to hold the state responsible for wrongdoing.
Absolutely.
Well, after a couple of years since this has happened, how do you feel and how does the legal community feel that is shaking out?
Well, I can't tell you how the legal community feels. I can tell you how I feel. I think that the Supreme Court did a pretty good job of avoiding the political arguments by appointing a panel of judges to the court that covers both those that come from the Democratic side and from the Republican side. So we got a panel of judges that was balanced, not one that was screaming bunch of conservatives that were going to rule in favor of defendants.
The judges came from the Court of Appeals.
The judges all come from the Court of Appeals. Okay. They were appointed by the chief judge of the Court of Appeals at the time, who's Michael Talbot. I believe he still is.
So just so we understand, particularly looking at one of those class action lawsuits in the Flint water crisis, and we also see the DPS injunction, just so we all are really clear, the reason they would opt for the Court of Claims over what we might consider a more traditional state or a federal court would be?
Would be that if you're going to sue the state and state court, you have to go to the Court of Claims. The real answer, though, is a lot messier than that, and I imagine you've got no idea, and I'm going to tell you something that you're not expecting.
Okay, go.
There are three class action lawsuits now. They all have the same class representatives, and they all have the same plaintiff's lawyers. It's possible to bring all of the claims in all three of those lawsuits in federal court because the federal courts have concurrent subject matter jurisdiction over claims that involve federal law, and they also have supplemental jurisdiction over claims that are factually related to claims that are brought under federal law.
Clarify again when you say concurrent and just exactly for non-lawyers.
Concurrent jurisdiction means that the case, in this context, it means that the cases can be heard either in state or in federal court.
Okay.
So all the claims could have been brought in federal court if they'd been filed with the first lawsuit in November of last year. By choosing to file some claims in federal court and then file some claims in state court, what the plaintiffs have done, it's really a nice, ingenious strategy, is they've spread their claims over three courts and three judges.
So moving forward, is more information, Christopher, comes out regarding the state's handling of the Flint water crisis, do we expect to see the Court of Claims as the primary venue for arguing any potential future lawsuits?
No, not the way the plaintiffs have structured it. Most of the claims will not be heard in the Court of Claims, unless one or more courts determines that the suits ought to be restructured We have claims against Flint in the state court, and those are traditional tort claims. We have claims against the state in the court of claims, and then we have claims against both Flint and the state in the federal court based upon the federal due process claims are in the federal court.
I think a lot of folks are getting legal education, whether they know it or not, through following all of these stories, right?
I'm going to spend a lot of time with my civil procedure students on these cases because they're kind of a textbook example of using subject matter jurisdiction in a way that may help your clients. We're looking at a bunch of different legal theories that the plaintiffs group, and you know, it's the same plaintiffs and the same lawyers in all three cases, have strategically spread across three courts. The first case filed last year was in federal court, and it seeks remedies under the Due Process Clause of the United States Constitution. The idea is that officials have stripped folks of their rights, their constitutionally protected rights, to things like health and property without due process of law by poisoning them with bad water. Now, this year, just a week ago, we have two new lawsuits filed in the state courts, one against the municipal defendants, the Flint defendants, that's in the circuit court for Genesee County, which is Flint, and that seeks tort remedies, classic tort remedies. And the third lawsuit is filed against the state actors in the court of claims, which is the place where those are heard in the state court, seeking remedies under the Michigan Constitution. So we've got three different judges involved in three different lawsuits against mostly common group of defendants that allows the plaintiffs to seek a judge that may be more willing to see things their way.
How does this remind you of an iceberg?
Because we've got a lot of claims and a lot of legal theories that pose a lot of different issues. There are issues of subject matter jurisdiction, there are issues of governmental immunity, there are issues of substantial legal import, whether a claim can be stated, and they're brought in three separate courts.
Christopher Hastings, we want to thank you so much for explaining all of this for us, sorting it out. We, too, like your students, appreciate having some light shed on what's going where and why in these cases.
My pleasure, Cynthia.
Christopher Hastings is a professor at Cooley Law School at Western Michigan University. This afternoon, the Court of Claims denied the Detroit Public Schools' request for an injunction against the Detroit Federation of Teachers and its president, Ivy Bailey. The DPS is hoping to win a temporary restraining order to stop the mounting wave of teacher sick-outs, arguing that under state law, teachers are not allowed to strike. Judge Cynthia Stevens is still considering injunctions against other defendants. Late last week, she denied the DPS' first injunction request aimed at blocking those sick-outs.